The war in Syria weighs heavily on many Syrian Americans, people like Omar Effendim. He raps about the conflict, as we'll hear in just a bit. But as Omar himself will tell you, he's a man who wears many hats.
I am a Syrian American hip-hop artist, designer, poet, peace activist. So like you said, I wear a number of different hats. I was born in Saudi Arabia, raised in Washington, D.C., and I've been living in Los Angeles for the last 10 years.
Right. So you grew up in the U.S., in Washington.
Yeah.
I gather you went to UVA, and it was kind of there where you first started.
That's right.
Kind of performing. But did you discover rap before that and
Absolutely.
Kind of had that as a goal at some point?
Well, I don't know if it was really a goal prior to going to UVA. It was something that I loved. I grew up listening to. I kind of engaged with it at a time that I was also studying Arabic poetry pretty heavily. It's the backbone of the Arabic language, so you kind of study it whenever you study the language. And I found parallels between it and the hip-hop music that I was listening to, just in terms of the themes that people were kind of addressing when they were talking, you know, about their loved ones or about loss or about even simply battle poetry, like who's the iller MC, if you will. And so that always felt like something I could connect with. And when I got into college, it was kind of the first time I had the opportunity to get on stage, perform, participate in open mics, even make beats, things like that.
So taking these two parallel tracks and you kind of like bring them together, what were you kind of rapping about at first? What drew your attention?
Well, I guess early on, the kinds of things that any college kid would rap about, everything from partying and smoking and doing whatever you might do in college. But I also kind of knew that I had an opportunity to address some pretty bigger issues that were, you know, important to me, important to my community.
Issues like what?
Well, political issues, sociopolitical issues, America's involvement in the Middle East, what it was like growing up as a Muslim and Arab in the West, you know, all these things. And then halfway through my college career, 9/11 happened, and that just kind of got amplified, and it became this sort of microscope that people were kind of watching me through, and all of a sudden I realized, you know, if I am going to have people's extra attention, I might as well do some good with it.
So let's talk about what they're hearing in your music, the people who are listening to. You have this, your debut album in 2010 was called Syriana Americana.
Mm-hmm.
Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah.
That was before the Arab Spring, though, right, 2010?
It so was, yeah.
You have a song, Destiny, on that album, and there's a line, it's hard living in the West when you know the East has got the best of me. Let's hear the song.
قضاء وقدر يا حبيبي It's hard living in the west when I know the east got the best of me Could be looking in my eyes but you never really see the rest of me now Can you hear me my city? My language's what I'm blessed to be here حمام السلام افتحي أجنحتك يا طير
So we hear the chorus going, destiny, destiny. What is this song about? Is it about your destiny?
Yeah, I think my destiny, but also just the destiny of kind of immigrants in general who kind of find themselves in new surroundings and new environments, especially this kind of second generation immigrants. You know, I came at a very young age. And so while I do identify as Syrian and as Arab and as Muslim and all these things, I also very much identify as an American. It's something that a lot of folks have latched onto in that regard. I've even seen it printed on T-shirts and bracelets, and like, it's pretty amazing how you can write something in your bedroom that's so personal to you, but then can resonate with, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the world.
Right. So 2011, the Arab Spring happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big change for a number of countries, and for Syria, where your family comes from,
mm-hmm.
it really hasn't ended, and in fact, it's just gotten worse, and the change is really miserable and quite violent.
Mm.
Did that refocus your attention in terms of theme in your music?
I mean, in the beginning of the Arab Spring, quote unquote, I think there was a lot of hope and idealism and euphoria surrounding these revolutions. And we were kind of pushing back against the fatalism of our parents' generation. And I remember even then, like a lot of our parents' generation saying, you know what, just give it some time. You know, the way that things go in the Middle East, don't get too hopeful. And we were like, oh, no, come on. Things are different. Things have changed. And 4 years later, you kind of understand where they're coming from now, especially where it seems like in a lot of places where there was so much change in the beginning, it's kind of regressed. And so it took me a while to kind of find where I was at with all of that, you know, and I'd planned on releasing an album a couple years ago that kind of embodied a lot of that hope. But as things kind of started to devolve, it gave me some pause and it made me realize I need to kind of collect myself and figure out exactly where we stand right now. And
The sense of fatalism, though, that, you know, things take a long time to change. I mean, while we're thinking about that fatalism, there are lots of people dying in Syria and, you know, yeah. millions of people on mm-hmm. the move. Does it let us off the hook?
Absolutely not. I mean, apathy is not an option. And I think we have privilege here, and I try to recognize that as a kind of a sense of responsibility. My focus is kind of to just remind people that beneath all the political posturing, beneath all the conspiracy theories and all the proxy wars that are taking place, there's very real human suffering.
Omar Effendim, I'd like us to go out with a rap that you wrote not so long ago. It's called Crying Shame. It is about Syria and what's been going on there. We've got the beat track in the background all queued up. So let me thank you, first of all, for coming in and speaking with me. Just tell me just a quick line or two on Crying Shame.
Crying Shame is just, you know, more of an honest reflection of where we're at 4 years later when it comes to Syria, and something that I think people can relate to more sincerely now that we kind of understand where we're at.
Now they say Syria's confusing. Can't decide which of the sides they really should be choosing. Here's a thought. How about you recognize that we're all losing and there's nothing civil about a war where kids are stabbed to death and mothers smothered on a kitchen floor or by the kitchen floor. Collapsing from a barrel bomb, conspiracies we've carried on like baggage from our colonizers, unified by our ability to seek the wrong advisors.
We have exclusive video of Syrian American Omar Effendim rapping that entire tune for us. His performance of Crying Shame there, you can see it at PRI.org.
Headlines or punchlines? Come on, man, two for one. I'm not amused. They yell, somebody tell these anchormen, it's best to keep it classy. Burgundy's the color of our blood that's flooding in the aisle. Civil disobedience flowed within our.